Welcome back to the Come Follow Me read-along. Thanks for joining me again. We're reading the scripture passages that go along with the weekly study curriculum of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. With generous permission from Thomas Waymont, the BYU Religious Study Center and Deseret Book, I'll be reading today's chapter from Thomas Waymont's translation, which is titled The New Testament, a Translation for Latter-day Saints. So let's jump in to 1 John. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was made manifest. And we have seen, testify, and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you may have fellowship with us. Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy might be complete. And this is the message that we have heard from Him and that we proclaim to you, that God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to truth. If we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us of our sins, cleansing us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you, so that you may not sin. But if someone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the just. And He Himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for us only, but for the sins of the entire world. And by this, we know that we have come to know Him, if we obey His commandments. The one who says, I have come to know Him, but does not obey His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. To the one who obeys His word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. The one who says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way that He walked. Beloved, I am not writing to you concerning a new commandment, but regarding an old commandment that you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. Likewise, I am writing a new commandment to you that is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is fading and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light and hates his brother or sister is still in darkness. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no reason for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother or sister is in the darkness, and he walks in the darkness, and he does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven through His name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young people, because you have overcome evil. I have written to you, children, because you know the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you know Him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young people, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome evil. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If someone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, because all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes and the pride associated with life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world and its passions fade, but the person who does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour. And just as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even so many Antichrists have already come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They departed from us, but they were not of us. For if they were of us, they would have remained with us. But they departed from us in order to show that all of them are not of us. And you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no falsehood is of the truth. Who is the liar except the person who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. You have heard from the beginning what must abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will abide in the Son and in the Father. This is what He Himself promised us, eternal life. I have written these things to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing you have received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, it is true, and it is not a lie, just as it has been taught to you, abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears we may have confidence and not shrink in shame from Him at His coming. If you know that He is just, you also know that everyone who lives in righteousness is born of Him. 1 John chapter 3. We love what the Father has given to us, so that we may be called the children of God, and so we are. This is the reason the world does not understand us, because it did not understand Him. Beloved, now we are God's children, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him as He is. And everyone who has hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared so that He might take away sins, and there is no sin in Him. No one who abides in Him sins. Everyone who sins has neither seen Him nor known Him. Children, let no one deceive you. The person who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The person who practices sin is of the devil, because the devil continues in sin from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for this reason, in order to destroy the works of the devil. Everyone who has been born of God does not continue in sin, because God's seed abides in him, and he is not able to sin because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who the children of God and who the children of the devil are. The one who does not practice righteousness is not of God, and also the one who does not love his brother and sister. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, so that we might love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his actions were evil, and his brother's actions were righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death into life, because we love our brothers and sisters. The one who does not love abides in death. The one who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If a person has the possessions of the world, and sees a brother or sister in need, and closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in action and truth. By this we know that we are of the truth, and will confirm our hearts in his presence, that whenever our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive whatever we ask from him, because we obey his commandments and do the things that are pleasing to him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. The one who obeys his commandment abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit he has given to us. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test whether the spirits are from God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is now already in the world. You are from God, little children, and you have conquered them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world. Because of this, they speak of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. The one who knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this, the love of God was manifest among us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through him. And this is love, not because we have loved God, but because he loved us, and sent his Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love, God abides in him. By this, love is perfected among us, so that we have confidence in the day of judgment. Because just as he is, we are also in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears punishment has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother or sister, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother or sister, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this is the commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother and sister also. 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the child born from him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, because everyone that has been born of God conquers the world. And our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Who is it who conquers the world, except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. Because there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree. If we accept the testimony of people, the testimony of God is greater, because this is the testimony of God that he gave concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe in God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have in him, because if we ask anything according to his will, he listens to us. And if we know that he listens to us with respect to what we ask, then we know that we have obtained the requests we have made of him. If someone sees his brother or sister sinning, but it is not a deadly sin, he will ask, and God will give him life for those who do not commit a sin leading unto death. There is a sin that leads to death, and I do not say that he should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is sin that is not a deadly sin. We know that everyone who is born of God does not sin, but God protects the one he has fathered, so the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in the power of evil. We know that the Son of God has come and given us understanding, so that we know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, and in His Son, Jesus Christ. This one is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. And now we turn to 2 John. 2 John, chapter 1. The elder to an elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I alone, but all who know the truth, because the truth abides in us and is with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received the commandment from the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not that I am writing a new commandment to you, but one we have had from the beginning, so that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, even so that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have entered the world who do not confess Jesus Christ has come in flesh. Such a person is a deceiver and antichrist. Look out, so that you do not lose what we have worked for, but may receive a full reward. Everyone who goes out and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If someone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not greet him, for the one who greets him shares in his wicked work. Though I have much to write to you, I do not want to do so with papyrus and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face so that your joy is full. The children of your elect sister greet you. And now, 3 John chapter 1. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well for you, and that you may enjoy good health, just as it is well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers and sisters came and testified of your commitment to the truth, just as you walk in truth. I have no greater joy than this, that I hear my children walk in truth. Beloved, you act faithfully by what you do for the brothers and sisters, even though they are foreigners. They have testified about your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner that is worthy of God, for they have departed for the sake of His name, receiving nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we should support such individuals, so that we might be fellow workers in the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, does not acknowledge us. Therefore, if I come, I will remember what he is doing, making empty charges against us. And not satisfied with that, he not only refuses to accept the brothers and sisters himself, but he hinders those who want to receive them, and he casts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate the evil, but the good. The one who does good is from God, and the one who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received the testimony of everyone, even the truth itself. We also testify, and you know that our testimony is true. I have many things to write to you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, that we may speak face to face. Peace to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. And that ends 3 John. And finally, we turn to the book of Jude. Jude chapter 1. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of Jacob, to those who are called, beloved by God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy and peace to you, and love be multiplied. Beloved, although I have been anxious to write to you about our shared salvation, I feel it is necessary to write encouraging you to contend for the faith that was once entrusted to the saints. For certain men have secretly slipped in among you, men who were designated by this condemnation a long time ago, ungodly men who have changed the grace of our God into unbridled lust, and they deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. I want to remind you, although you knew it fully at one time, that Jesus saved the people from the land of Egypt, and later destroyed those who did not believe. You know that the angels who did not keep their own dominion, but rather left behind their own habitation, He has kept in everlasting chains until the judgment in the great day, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities, which likewise engaged in sexual improprieties and went after other flesh. They are an example by suffering a punishment of eternal fire. Likewise, those who also rely on their dreams defile the flesh, reject authority, and slander the glorious ones. But Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil and arguing about the body of Moses, did not bring a slanderous judgment, but said, "May the Lord rebuke you." But these individuals slander everything they do not understand, and like irrational animals, they are destroyed by all the things they should naturally understand. Woe to them, because they walked in the way of Cain, and they abandoned themselves in Balaam's error because of greed, and they perished in the rebellion of Korah. These individuals are hidden shoals at your love feast, feasting without fear, shepherds to themselves, clouds without water, driven by winds, autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, uprooted, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars for whom the depth of eternal darkness has been kept. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these things, saying, "Behold, the Lord is coming with a myriad of his holy ones, to execute judgment against all, and to convict every person of all the ungodly actions that they have done in an ungodly manner, and for all the offensive things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. They are complainers, discontents, who go around pursuing their own desires, who speak extravagant words, putting people in awe for their own advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words spoken previously by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. For they said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers, pursuing their own ungodly desires.' For they are divisive people, worldly, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who separate themselves, and save others by snatching them from the fire. Have mercy coupled with respect, hating even the clothing defiled by the flesh. To the one who is able to guard you from falling, and to cause you to stand without blemish before his glorious presence while rejoicing to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, before all time, and in the present, and for all eternity. Amen." That ends our reading of the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Jude. Thanks for listening this week, and we'll catch you next week.